News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The man convicted of killing his wife in April, sentenced today. Mark Buckeye will be in prison until he's at least 84 years old. The judge today giving him 35 years minimum, and then he'll have to apply to get out. Don Duffy is the district attorney for Lincoln County. He's pleased with the sentence.
35 years is a long time, and Mr. Buckeye will be 84 or 85 by that time. And just because he's eligible to petition for release doesn't mean that he will be released.
The State Justice Department says it will file an appeal soon to federal Judge Barbara Crabb's decision that Wisconsin's gay marriage ban is unconstitutional. Justice spokesperson Dana Bruick also reaffirmed the Attorney General's contention that same-sex marriages performed in the state's last month are, quote, uncertain. Van Hollen contends county clerks did not have the authority to issue close to 600 same-sex marriages in the days after the initial Crabb ruling. There was a bad traffic crash on Highway 51 northbound north of the Brokaw exit late this afternoon. It took a couple of hours to clear this out, and there was a lot of traffic backed up way past the Brokaw exit. Marathon County and State Patrol authorities rerouted much of the northbound traffic to WW and Highway K to get around the crash. At least three vehicles and a boat and trailer involved in the crash. At least one person taken to the hospital with injuries. As many people hit the water this weekend, boaters are being reminded to not take anything extra with you in the line of invasive species. Check your boats and watercrafts for zebra mussels and other aquatic plants that might be traveling with you from waterway to waterway. The DNR watching the boat landings very closely this weekend, and you're advised to please clean your boats, empty your live wells, and make sure that you don't take these invasive species with you. The state's Government Accountability Board is urging people to make sure they have the right voter registration forms before you try to get out the vote this time. Andrew Beckett has the story.
A state law that took effect on April 4th requires Wisconsinites to provide proof of residence when they register to vote. Despite the change, GAB spokesman Reed Magny says they've had multiple reports from clerks who are receiving outdated forms.
It's a headache for the clerks because they get a form in that somebody has taken the time to fill out, but there's no proof of residence document with it. So then they have to either write to the voter or try to call the voter or reach them somehow.
Magny says groups working to register voters ahead of the August primary should take the time to update their forms and stop using the old version provided by the state.
A new report indicating states which have accepted increased federal money for Medicaid have seen decreased health insurance rates since Obamacare went into effect. Bob Haig has that story.
Citizen Action of Wisconsin releasing a new report that analyzed over 400,000 health insurance rates across the nation. It finds key state policy decisions cause higher health insurance premiums in Wisconsin and elsewhere.
The crucial implication here is that states are going to benefit or not benefit in the new environment after the Affordable Care Act has become law and been fully implemented to the extent they take advantage of the tools under the law.
Robert Craig with Citizen Action says taking Medicaid money lowers rates across the board and is better for low-income residents who rely on programs like Badger Care. But Wisconsin, under Governor Scott Walker, did not accept federal money to expand its Medicaid programs. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher in the Newsline 9 Storm Center. Look for clearing and cool conditions tonight, patchy fog developing and not much wind, a low of 48. Your 4th of July Independence Day holiday, sunshine, turning partly cloudy and very nice, a high of 79. Friday night, partly cloudy, not as cool, down to 57. Partly to mostly cloudy on Saturday, there's a 40% chance of a few showers and isolated storms, high of 81. Variable clouds, warm and muggy on Sunday. There's a chance of scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening, high of 85. Partly cloudy, a little cooler and less humid Monday, high 79. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.